I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The prosecution has won the latest round in the long-running murder case against Stanley Liggins. Yesterday, the judge denied several defense motions, including one to postpone the next trial, and ruled that his fourth trial will begin next week as scheduled. Liggins is accused of killing 9-year-old Jennifer Lewis of Rock Island. Her burning body was found near a school in Davenport in 1990. Liggins has been convicted twice of first-degree murder, and a retrial last summer ended with a hung jury. During a hearing on Tuesday, Liggins' lawyers argued they needed more time to investigate a key witness and new evidence, and about possible misconduct by prosecutors. But Judge Marlita Grieve ruled there has been no misconduct, and every other point brought up by the defense has been amply covered during the first three trials. A final conference is set for Monday, with a new trial starting Tuesday in Waterloo, the site of last summer's trial. The second spring flood outlook for the Mississippi River is even worse than the first. Yesterday, the National Weather Service in the Quad Cities released its update, saying the chance of major or even record flooding is higher than 2 weeks ago. Hydrologist Jessica Brooks says part of the reason is more snow north of the Quad Cities, and it contains a lot of water.
This is due to the snowpack up in the northern parts of the basin having grown over the last 2 weeks, and we also have an active weather pattern for the next week and a half that may actually continue to build that snowpack up across Minnesota, Wisconsin.
For example, Brooks says the risk of reaching 6 to 7 feet above flood stage here at Lock and Dam 15 is approaching 50%. Businesses, nonprofits, and other organizations are helping feed more people in the Quad Cities area. Yesterday afternoon, the Riverbend Food Bank held an awards luncheon and announced the Community Hunger Drive collected enough money and food for more than 500,000 meals. President and CEO Mike Miller says employees from 56 businesses worked hard to exceed his expectations. They held a variety of contests and activities to raise food and money.
What we tell people is if you've already bought that food and are not going to eat it, or if you get one of those BOGO sales, I like to call those buy one, give one, and aren't going to use the second one, then please donate that. But please don't go to the store and buy food to give to us, because we can stretch a dollar farther than you can at the store.
The Community Hunger Drive is similar to the Student Hunger Drive, but it's for adults.
I look forward to the day that this is a community-wide thing and everybody does it in their workplaces, and we have to have the awards luncheon at the Tax Slayer or the Waterfront or something like that, because it literally could be something that involves the entire community.
The money and food donated will provide 504,000 meals for 1 in 8 adults and 1 in 5 children who need them. The Riverbend Food Bank's goal is to triple distribution over 10 years. Miller wants to help feed most of the people who would otherwise go hungry in 23 counties across western Illinois and eastern Iowa. Moline High School students now have a bigger stage and better space for the performing arts. Yesterday afternoon, the school hosted a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially open the Bartlett Performing Arts Center. Moline principal Trista Sanders says the old auditorium was built in 1958 and hadn't received any major updates since. The technology was outdated, the acoustics were not great, and the stage was small, with limited storage for sets and props. To top it all off, dressing rooms were in a basement that would occasionally flood.
It's been actually a beautiful expansion, so not only does it add a lot of curb appeal to the building, but although we have reduced the number of seats by a bit, about 100 seats fewer, so we still have an 800-person seating, and it is now stadium-style seating, so there's not a bad view from anywhere in the auditorium.
The renovation also includes a larger stage and orchestra pit, resurfaced walls and ceilings to help with acoustics, new band and choir rooms, a black box theater, a huge scene shop, and dressing rooms with no risk of flooding. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.